Mi chiamo Afurakanu Afurite Kaitnut, ineye ma'a keruda, medinde kwesi ra nehmpata akan. Greetings to all Afurakanu Afurite Kaitnut, meaning Africans, black people. Today is ma'a kerude. My name is Kwesi Ra Nehmpata Akan. Bayi is a term in Akan culture, often associated with witchcraft, the power carried by the Abayifo. However, Bayi is most properly defined as an often ancestrally inherited ability by Afurakanu Afurite Kaitnut to see, hear, communicate, perceive, and project beyond the physical senses, through a connection with a certain class of Afurakani Afurite Kaitnit ancestral spirits, other discarnate Afurakani Afurite Kaitnit spirits, nature spirits, and or through the Abosom, the goddesses and gods. All Afurakanu Afurite Kaitnut have terms for this power or ability in our various languages. The Yoruba call this power Aje. Bayi can be referred to as a higher psychic power. It is not inherently evil, for it depends on how it is used. Abayifo are usually women, while their male counterparts are often called Ayenfo. Someone who is an Abayifo, misnomered witch in English, can search the spirit, mind, memory of another individual and tell that individual exactly where a lost item is when said individual comes to them for assistance. The Abayifo has used the Bayi, the higher psychic power, to solve a problem. This is not evil. However, an Abayifo could also search the spirit, memory, mind of an individual to find out where he or she placed a large sum of money and then move to steal that money when the individual is not around. The Abayifo has thus used the Bayi, the psychic power, to create a problem. This is evil. This is disorder. The Abayifo or Ayenfo can also project thoughts, images, urges, desires, dreams on others. If the target individual for these projections is not spiritually aware, he or she may falsely assume that these projected thoughts, images, urges, desires, or dreams are his or her own, and then act on them. This is one possible way that the Abayifo or Ayenfo can negatively control an individual or individuals. The Abayifo or Ayenfo can also project thoughts, images, urges, desires, dreams on real enemies of the community, the Achiwadyefo, and the enemies will act on these projections and commit suicide or turn on their own associates. This is one way that the Abayifo or Ayenfo can positively control an individual or individuals who seek to do harm to the Afurakani Afurite Kaitnit community. The Bayi, or higher psychic power, is thus used productively as a weapon of warfare. Bayi, or higher psychic power, is different from lower level psychic power. All individuals have some measure of lower level psychic power, all individuals including animals. This lower level psychic power manifests outwardly as the electromagnetic vibrations emanating from the individual's nervous system, culminating in the heat emanating from the individual's body. Because all individuals and entities, just by virtue of being alive, have energy circulating through their forms, the circulating energy can be used to see, hear, or feel beyond the physical senses. However, this is not Bayi. This is not Aje. This is not higher psychic power. Moreover, spiritual power is divine power. Spiritual power proceeds directly from Inyamewa Inyame, the Supreme Being, and is distributed to Afurakanu Afurite Kaitnut by the Abosom and Nananum Nsamanfo. This spiritual power, called Tumi in Akan, is called Ashe in Yoruba culture. The difference between the Tumi, or power of the Abosom, and Bayi, the higher psychic power, is that the Tumi is always a direct dispensation from the Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodou, the Arusi, the deities. This direct connection makes it divine power. This Tumi of the Abosom, this Ashe of the Orisha, this divine spiritual power is distributed to Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, and Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut only. No non-Afura Kani, non-Afurai Kaitnit individual has ever possessed, possesses now, nor will they ever possess the Tumi of the Abosom, the Ashe of the Orisha, the divine spiritual power of Inyamewa Inyame, the Supreme Being. Lower level psychic power also is not divine power. Lower level psychic power is no different in provenance than muscular power, and this is most critical to understand. An individual can go to a health club and lift weights 6 days a week for 1 year. At the end of the year, this individual will have developed a greater degree of muscular power and will be stronger than the average person on the street who has not lifted weights regularly for a year. He may use this newly acquired muscular power to save someone from a burning building, or he may use this newly acquired muscular power to commit a series of armed robberies. There is nothing divine about this newly acquired muscular power. In a similar fashion, anyone can develop lower-level psychic power or psychic quote-unquote muscle through getting a required amount of sleep, altering dietary practices, practicing meditation techniques, breathing techniques, concentration techniques. Anyone can increase their lower-level psychic quote-unquote muscle. They will therefore be able to see, hear, feel, and project beyond the regular senses more easily than before. Depending on what their limits are, they may be able to see, hear, feel, and project on the electromagnetic level more so than someone who has neglected to exercise their own psychic quote-unquote muscle. Once developed, this newly acquired psychic muscle may be used to help someone find a lost article, or it may be used to manipulate someone into having sex, embrace a false belief system, hear, see, feel, or communicate with a deceased relative or discarnate entity. There is nothing divine about this lower level psychic ability, just as there is nothing divine about lifting weights and developing increased muscular ability. This lower level psychic ability is merely sensory, just as smelling, tasting, hearing, and seeing are sensory. The Tumi of the Abosom, the spiritual power of the divinities, however, is different. Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut are the only people who have had, do have, and will ever have access to the Tumi of the Abosom, the Ashe of the Orisha, the divine spiritual power of the spirit forces of creation. This is because the Tumi of the Abosom, the Ashe of the Orisha, is power which is inextricably tied to Inyamewa Inyame Nsheshie, divine order. It is divine power which can only support divine order. It is divine power distributed by the Abosom, and the Abosom cannot, have never, and will never implant their divine power in a disordered vehicle. The Achiwadye Fuo, the whites and their offspring, as spirits of disorder, therefore do not have access to Tumi, to Ashe, to divine spiritual power. They have never had access to it, and they will never have access to it. There is no such thing as a Caucasian, Asian, Indian, so-called Native American, or any other non-Afura Kanu, non-Afurai Kaitnut, receiving Tumi, or receiving the Ashe of an Abosom, Orisha, Vodou. Anyone, priest or priestess, Okomfuo, Abosomfuo, Babalao, Mamisi, Hungan, Bokonon, Dibia, Olorisha, who says otherwise is a liar, and you must separate yourselves from them. When the Abosom possess during ritual, they only possess Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut. When an Abosom possesses one of us, his or her Sun Sun, his or her spirit enters our body. The Tsum-Tsum, or spirit of the Abosom, will use our body as a vehicle to communicate with the rest of the Afurakani, Afurai, Kaitni population whom are present. This means necessarily that the Abosom will use the muscular system of the body, once possessed, in order to walk around in the body, touch people, heal the Afurakanu, Afurai, Kaitnut whom are present. Muscular power in this case is being utilized by a divine power via ritual possession. When an Abosom is communicating with one of us, speaking to one of us, outside of the context of possession, this Abosom may place a series of thoughts, ideas, images, urges, compulsions, projections within us. The Abosom is using our lower level psychic faculty to communicate with us. Our lower level psychic power in this particular case is being utilized by a divine power. However, muscular power being used outside of the influence of an Abosom is not divine power. In the same manner, lower level psychic power being used outside of the influence of an Abosom is not divine power. Some serial rapists use psychic ability to tune into the spirits, minds of their victims in order to determine their vulnerabilities and anticipate their movements. They then use muscular power to dominate their victims and carry out the rape. This is the utilization of lower level psychic power, but it is not divine power, for divine power cannot be used to support disorder. The Abosom will not support it. Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, you must recognize the reality that everything unseen is not divine. Everything invisible is not spiritual. When one of the Achiwadiefo, the spirits of disorder, the whites and their offspring, communicates with one of their deceased relatives, this is not a manifestation of spiritual power, divine power. This has absolutely nothing to do with any connection to any Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, for the Achiwadiefo will never have this connection. They are simply communicating with their dead relative in the same manner that they communicated with this relative when it was alive in this world. When one of the Achiwadiefo, like a serial rapist, uses his or her lower level psychic ability, this ability is devoid of any influence or any direction from the Abosom. When they therefore project electromagnetic energy in the form of telepathy, we must recognize the reality that these projections are not under the influence of the Abosom. Pieces of metal, leather, paper, and other inanimate objects project electromagnetic emanations at various levels constantly. Plant life projects electromagnetic emanations constantly. Mineral life projects electromagnetic emanations constantly. Animal life forms project electromagnetic emanations constantly. These projections can be felt in varying degrees. At the lowest level, these projections from the plant, mineral, and animal realms are telepathic and are qualitatively no different than verbal projections. Basic electromagnetic projections streaming from inanimate objects are not by nature a manifestation of divine power, nor are the electromagnetic projections from the Achiwadiefo or a serial rapist in the form of telepathic communication manifestations of divine power. The Achiwadiefo have manipulated us into the false belief that psychic power is spiritual power. Thus misguided, culturally ill Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, with the latent or prominent messianic and apocalyptic false beliefs, assume that any individual who exercises the minutest amount of lower level psychic ability must have God on their side. The quote-unquote deities must be with them. They must have quote-unquote tuned in somehow. They must be special. They are different from the other whites. This is absolutely insane and inaccurate. It is just as foolish as assuming that if a person has more muscular power than another because he has been lifting weights for months, then God must be with that person. The deities must be with him, or else he could not have more muscular power at this point in time than you. He must be tuned into the gods somehow. He must be special. Insanity. Some amongst the Achiwadiefo spend hours at health clubs lifting weights in order to increase their limited muscular power, which is absolutely devoid of any divine spiritual power. In the same fashion, some amongst the Achiwadiefo, Caucasian and Asian, spend countless hours meditating, doing breathing exercises, Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga, having seances, and engaging in various other activities in order to increase their limited and distorted lower-level psychic muscle, which is absolutely devoid of any Tumi, any Ashe, any divine spiritual power. At the same time, they discourage us from working to increase our own psychic muscle, which at the very lowest level is always superior to theirs. They understand that their psychic ability has a limit, while the psychic ability of Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, is unlimited. Because we have a connection to the Abosom, our ability to develop psychic muscle is unlimited, but only if we develop it. Our musculature is also superior to theirs, yet we must develop it. The Achiwadiefo know that they cannot compare to us physically, psychically, nor spiritually, so their goal is to condition us to neglect our own self-development physically, psychically, and spiritually. An individual who has the capacity to lift 200 pounds may go to a health club initially only lifting 50 pounds. Over time, they increase their power and reach their limit of 200 pounds. No matter what they do, they never get beyond that 200-pound mark. They have reached their limit. Another individual has the capacity to lift 700 pounds. They go to a health club initially only lifting 50 pounds as well. However, if the first individual who reached his limit of 200 pounds can convince the other individual to stop working out, the other individual will never actualize his potential. He will never reach the 700-pound mark that he is capable of. He will stop at 50 pounds. It will then appear that the one whose limit is 200 pounds and who has reached 200 pounds is naturally superior in strength to the individual who is only lifting 50 pounds at the time. In reality, he manipulated the naturally superior individual to neglect his own self-development. This individual will therefore never even aspire to actualize his potential and reach 700 pounds and demonstrate his superior strength. He will never realize his superiority. This is how the Achiwadiefo manipulate Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, culturally and spiritually. We are conditioned by the Achiwadiefo to reject and denigrate our Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religions and our associated ritual practices as evil, superstitious, ignorant, and inferior. Yet the Achiwadiefo are attempting to imitate our techniques every day, all around the world. Nevertheless, their imitation of our ritual practices are impotent. They have never, do not now, and will never communicate with the Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, nor the Nananom Nsamanfo, the honored ancestresses and ancestors, because the Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodou, the Nananom Nsamanfo absolutely hate the Achiwadiefo and will never communicate with them. Still, the Achiwadiefo pass off their communications with their own deceased white filthy drunkard relatives as communications with deities, communications with the Abosom, with the Vodou, with the Orisha, with ancient African ancestral spirits. Because we have been conditioned to believe that psychic power is spiritual power, we assume that because the Achiwadiefo are in communication with something invisible, they must be in communication with something divine. If one is not communicating with the Abosom and Nananom Nsamanfo, the Orisha and Egungun, the Vodou and Kuvita, the deities and honorable ancestresses and ancestors of Afura Ka, Afurayat Kaet, one is not engaged in spirituality. The Achiwadiefo are incapable of such communication and are thus incapable of spirituality. Yet because we have been conditioned by the whites to neglect our own ritual practices, we have not developed our innate capacity to instantly recognize that the Achiwadye Fo are never communicating with, nor are they ever supported by, any divinity. It is this reality which makes it appear to the Ayare Fo, the culturally ill Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnu, that the whites and their offspring can be spiritual, can be initiated as Babalaos, Okonfwo, Olorisha, Hungans. It is this misguided thinking, this false perception, planted in us by the whites, that makes the Ayare Fo, the culturally ill Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, believe that we must accept all people because all people are fundamentally the same. This is insane. It is out of touch with reality. It is inaccurate. None of the whites and their offspring have Tumi, Ashe, the power of the Abosom, Orisha, Vodou. None of the whites and their offspring have Bayi, Aje, the higher level psychic power connected to the Nananom Nsamanfo and the Abosom. Only Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut will ever operate in these realms of energy and consciousness. Holding on to the conditioned misperceptions which fuel the insane belief in the pseudo-spirituality of the Achiwadye Fo also leads to misperceptions about our own people. Every Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit psychic is not a priest nor a priestess, yet every Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit priest or priestess utilizes psychic ability. Because of the corruption of our perception, through adherence to the manipulative false doctrines of the Achiwadye Fo, many of our people do not understand this distinction. Thus, many Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, have been quote-unquote initiated to the Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, and other priesthoods and priestesshoods, and in reality have no Abosom, no Orisha, no Vodou with them. Their initiations were and are bogus. The majority of initiations outside of Afura Ka, Afurai Kaet, were and are bogus, and many initiations within Afura Ka, Afurai Kaet, fit into this category of being bogus as well. Black people who are merely lower level psychics have been convinced that lower level psychic ability is an indication of divine power, and have therefore been given empty pots, shrines, trinkets, and priestly titles. These people then proceed to quote-unquote teach others, take on god children, and perform bogus rituals and initiations on them through lower-level psychic acts. The result is an intergenerational pseudo-lineage of bogus priestesses and priests, none of whom have any Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, Arusi, connected to them in the capacity that a true initiated person would have. You wonder then why you go to receive divination from so-called initiated priests and priestesses, and the divinations are inaccurate. They have been initiated for 25 years, have a godmother who has been initiated for 35 years, and the person who initiated them has been initiated for 40 years. Yet all of these intergenerational lineage initiations are 100% invalid. None of them are true initiates. It is these kinds of black psychics, wittingly or unwittingly passing themselves off as priests and priestesses, who become influenced by deceased white spirits, masquerading as deities or so-called spiritual guides. These black psychics, these pseudo-initiates, pseudo-priests, and pseudo-priestesses then tell you that the quote-unquote spirits, the quote-unquote deities, said that we must accept the whites and their offspring, that we must accept the insanity of dissexuality, homosexuality. They will tell you that you must accept thoughts, intentions, and actions that you know deep down inside are insane and absolutely out of harmony with Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshe, divine order. They will tell you that you must spend hundreds or thousands of dollars to have empty rituals performed, which have no effect on the situation at hand whatsoever. You watch them sacrifice birds, sheep, pray in an indigenous language, speak with an accent, cast shells and perform other ritual gestures, and you assume that they must know something. Anyone can memorize these ritual gestures, and this is why it is so easy to manipulate the misguided Afura Kanu Afurai Kaitnut. A parrot can repeat the words of a human. That does not qualify the parrot for priesthood. A gorilla can ape the gestures of a human. He can drop shells on a mat. That does not make the gorilla a priest. Stop allowing yourself to be mystified by a lower level psychic, repeating memorized prayers, performing memorized ritual gestures, and concluding that the lower level psychic who is performing these things from memory in front of you is truly initiated. Many of these lower level psychics sincerely believe that they are initiated, that they are priests and priestesses, for they have never experienced anything other than lower level psychic work, including possession by a non-cultivated spirit. They believe in their bogus priesthood or priestesshood. They believe in the work they do. Yet what they call healing or results is nothing more than the spiritual placebo effect. It was the Afura Kani Afurai Kaitni client's own Okra, Ori Inu, in concert with their Nananum Nsamanfo and Abosom, who brought about the healing, not the psychic who believes him or herself to be a priest or priestess. Of course, there are many of these psychics who know that they are not truly priests or priestesses, and they prey on your ignorance. Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, you must develop a strong relationship with your Nananum Nsamanfo on your own. First, your Nananum Nsamanfo, your spiritually cultivated ancestresses and ancestors, your truly great Afurai Kaitni grandmothers, and your truly great Afura Kani grandfathers, whom are connected to you by blood, and who exuded Subain Pa, good character in their lifetimes, will not lead you astray. They will guide you to follow your Okra, your Ori Inu, your Ka, your Se, your divine consciousness. They will guide you to properly align yourself with the Abosom. They will always guide you away from the Achiwadyefo, and they will guide you away from black psychics who wittingly or unwittingly masquerade as priests and priestesses. They will guide you to follow your Okra, and your Okra will show you who truly has Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, and who does not. Take responsibility for your own development and develop your perception. Physically, psychically, and spiritually. Take responsibility for your own stability and eradicate your enemies for your own security. This is the beginning of Apo, the operationalizing of divine hate, rejection, and eradication of disorder, its purveyors, and all of its manifestations. Medinde Kwesi Ra Nehempata Akan, Ine Ye Ma'al Keruda.